고슴 급해건의 자재로 내 샴이 주저지 마르부 도내네 사디 두삼 제샷 And we'll recite the short mandala offering at the bottom of the page. Sa ji perki ju
Welcome back to emptiness class. Now sitting well, quite well. maybe next few minutes we'll do Vajrasana practice, short Vajrasana practice. So one of this question, I'll guide with the guided meditation. So, rangi chivo, rangi chivo, pema dale things, rangi chivo, on your crown, rangi chivo, pema, rangi chivo, pema. On top of your crown, please visualize a beautiful lotus, form of light, okay, form of light, beautiful lotus. On top of the lotus, then visualize moon disc. On the top of moon disc, then visualize white home. Awake?
Yes.
Oh. Okay, now I'm going to sleep. Let's go. Maybe again, all over again now. Not all over again, so maybe do it again. Even you get, you know, a glimpse of visualization, even some idea, so that's how this visualization is not going to be perfect one. Unless, you know, we have, you know, shamatha, other than that, it's not going to be a perfect one. But, you know, get some ideas, some glimpse of visualization, okay? Rangi chivo, so on the top of your crown, a beautiful lotus, form of light. On top of that, they then visualize moon disc, something like white circle, okay, white circle, moon disc. So on the top of the moon disc, then visualize letter HUM, bright, shining, white color. So the center of that hum transform into white vajra. So then the center of the vajra also visualize letter hum, shining bright white color. Okay. So then that Vajra transformed into Buddha Vajrasattvas. Solitary one or like with concert. So you decide, okay? Solitary one or with concert. Adorned with beautiful clothes. Adorned with all the ornaments. Then sitting in the Vajra cross leg, holding Vajra and bell. Vajra on right hand, bell on left hand. So then light radiates from Buddha Vajrasattva heart, light radiates or goes out or emitted, light emitted. Attracts all the enlightened and bodhisattva's blessings. Draw all the blessings. So then purify all the negative karmas, purify all the negative karmas through like water like cleansing rituals, okay, through water, or you could technically you could say bath offerings, but you know that water cleansing rituals purifies all the negative karmas. And visualize that you receive the blessing. So now the center of the heart, Buddha Vajrasattva heart. 100 syllable mantra in clockwise, standing clockwise, surrounded that letter HUM that we had already visualized. Then light radiate from mantras and the mala that you're going to use, then light radiate from there, So then light, that light radiates from the mantra and the rosary, the mala that you're going to use, that light emitted or radiate. And observe all the blessings from all the enlightened beings. Observe the light, observe all the blessings. So, observe into the mantra and the mala. So then from there, nectar flows from the mantra and the rosaries. Through your crown chakra, purify all the physical sicknesses, mental difficulties, means like all the disturbing thoughts, purify all the disturbing thoughts, all the physical problems, completely purify. So then with that mindset, so we will recite Buddha Vajra mantra 21 times altogether. And meanwhile, while you're reciting the mantra, if you can maintain the visualizations, nectar continuously flowing through the rosary and the mantras, through your crown chakra, purify all the, you know, like defilement, all the physical problems, and then all the, you know, like disturbing thoughts, completely purify, okay? Purify. So now we decide the mantra.
Yeah. I'm in the gold prayer book, page 64. And we'll start with the verse of praise at the top of the page.
21 times, okay, 21 times.
Page 64.
If you are not familiar with the long one, probably most of you are familiar. If you are not familiar with the longer one, then you can just say the short one, Om Danza Satava Ho. You can just say that, Om Danza Satava Ho. Or you can just listen. Even hearing a mantra purifies too. But, you know, I think it's good to learn.
Merely thinking of just your name eradicates all obstacles and immediately purifies all negative karma. Thus to you, unsurpassed Vajrasattva, I make prostration. Om Danza Sato Samaya Manu Palaya Danza Sato Teno Patishta Dido Mebawa Suto Kayo Mebawa Supo Kayo Mebawa Anurakto me bhava, sarva siddhi me prayacha, sarva karma susame, chitam shriyam kuruhum. Ha 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 ho, Bhagavan, sarva tata kata, denza mame mocha, denza bhava moha samaya, sato ahum te om, denza sato samaya, manu palaya, denza sato teno patisha dido me bhava. Suto kayo me bawa, supo kayo me bawa, anurakto me bawa, sarva siddhi me prayacha, sarva karma susame, chitam shriyam kuruhum, ha 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 ho, bhagavan, sarva tata kata, benza mame moja, benza bawa maha samaya, sato akunte om, benza sato samaya, manu palaya, benza sato teno pati shodiro me bawa, suto kayo me bawa, supo kayo me bawa, anurakto me bawa, sarva siddhi me prayacha, sarva karma susame, chitam shriyam kuruhum, ha 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 ho, bhagavana sarva tatakat, benza mame moja, benza bawa maha samaya, sato akunte Benza sato samaya manu palaya Benza sato teno patika dido me bawa Suto kayo me bawa Supo kayo me bawa Anuratome bhava sarva siddhi me prayach sarva karma sutame chitam shriyam kuruhum ha 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 ho bhagavan sarva tata kata benza mame musa benza bhava maha samaya sato ahum te benza sato samaya manyupala sato tenopa tishka dhira me bhava Suto kayo me bawa, supo kayo me bawa, anurakto me bawa, sarva siddhi me prayach, sarva karma sutame, chitam shriyam kuruhum, ha 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 ho, bhagavana sarva tatakat, benzama me musa benza bawa mahasamaya, sato akum te, benza sato samaya, manyupalaya, benza sato tenopa, tika dido me bawa, suto kayo me bawa, supo kayo me bawa, Anurakto me bhava, sarva siddhi me prayacha, sarva karma sutame, chitam shriyam kuruhum, ha 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 ho, bhagavana sarva tatakat, benza mame musa benza bhava maha samaya, sato ahum te om, benza sato samaya manyupalaya, benza sato tenopa, tishka dido me bhava, Suto kayo me bawa, supo kayo me bawa, anurakto me bawa, sarva siddhi me prayacha, sarva karma sutame, chitam shriyam kuruhum, aha ha ha ho, bhagavana sarva tatakata, benza mame musa benza bawa mahasama, sato ahum te, om benza sato samaya, manyupalaya, benza sato tenopa, tishta dido me bawa, Suto kayo me bawa, supo kayo me bawa, anurakto me bawa, sarva siddhi me prayach, sarva karma sutame, chitam shriyam kuruhum, ha 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 ho, bhagavana sarva tatakata, benza mame musa benza bawa mahasamaya, sato ahum. Om benza sato samaya manyupalaya benza sato tenopa tishta dido me bawa suto kayo me bawa supo kayo me bawa anurakto me bawa sarva siddhi me prayacha sarva karma sutame chitam shriyam kuruhum ha 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 ho bhagavana sarva tatakat benza mame musa benza bawa mahasamaya sato ahum te om benza sato samaya manyupalaya benza sato tenopa tishta dido me bawa Suto kayo me bawa, supo kayo me bawa, anurakto me bawa, sarva siddhi me prayacha, sarva karma sutame, chitam shriyam kuruhum, ha 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 ho, bhagavana sarva tatakata, benza mame musa benza bawa mahasamaya, sato ahum. Om benza sato samaya manyupalaya benza sato tenopa tishka dido me bawa suto kayo me bawa supo kayo me bawa anurakto me bawa sarva siddhi me prayacha sarva karma sutame chitam shriyam kuruhum ha 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 ho bhagavana sarva tatakat benza mame musa benza bawa mahasamaya sato ahum Om benza sato samaya manyupalaya benza sato tenopa tishta dido me bawa suto kayo me bawa supo kayo me bawa anurakto me bawa sarva siddhi me prayacha sarva karma sutame chitam shriyam kuruhum ha 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 ho bhagavana sarva tatakata benza mame musa benza bawa mahasamaya sato ahum Om benza sato samaya manyupalaya benza sato tenopa tishta dido me bawa suto kayo me bawa supo kayo me bawa Anuratyo nebhava sarva siddhi me prayacha sarva karma sutsame chitam shriyam kuruhum ahahaha ho bhagavana sarva tatakat tenta mame mucha tenta pava maha samaya sato ahum te om tenta sato samaya mani valaya tenta sato teno pati chatilo nebhava sutokayo nebhava subokayo nebhava Anuratyo nebhava sarva siddhi me prayacha sarva karma sutsame chitam shriyam kuruhum Ahaha ho bhagavan sarva tathagata tenta mame mucha tenta bhava maha samaya sato ahum te om benja sato samaya mani palaya benja sato teno pati shadira me bhava sato kaya me bhava subho kaya me bhava Anuratyo nebhava sarva siddhi me prayacha sarva karma sutsame chitam shriyam kuruhum Ahaha ho bhagavana sarva tathagata tenta mame mucha tenta bhava maha samaya sato ahum te om benja sato samaya mani palaya benja sato teno pati shadira me bhava sutokayo nebhava subhokayo nebhava Anuratyo nebhava sarva siddhi me prayacha sarva karma sutsame chitam shriyam kuruhum Ahaha ho bhagavana sarva tathagata tenta mame mucha tenta bhava maha samaya sato ahum te om benja sato samaya mani palaya benja sato teno pati shadira me bhava sutokayo nebhava subhokayo nebhava Anuratyo nebhava sarva siddhi me prayacha sarva karma sutsame chitam shriyam kuruhum Ahaha ho bhagavan sarva tathagata tenta mame mucha tenta bhava maha samaya sato ahum te om benja sato samaya mani palaya benja sato teno pati shadira me bhava sutokayo me bhava subhokayo me bhava Anuratyo nebhava sarva siddhi me prayacha sarva karma sutsame chitam shriyam kuruhum Ahaha ho bhagavana sarva tathagata tenta mame mucha tenta bhava maha samaya sato ahum te om benja sato samaya mani palaya benja sato teno pati shadira me bhava sutokayo nebhava subhokayo nebhava Anuratyo nebhava sarva siddhi me prayacha karma sutsame chitam shriyam kuruhum Ahaha ho bhagavana sarva tathagata tenta mame mucha tenta bhava maha samaya sato ahum te om benja sato samaya mani palaya benja sato teno pati shadira me bhava sutokayo nebhava subhokayo nebhava anuratyo nebhava sarva siddhi me prayacha sarva karma sutsame chitam shriyam kuruhum ahaha ho bhagavan sarva tathagata tenta mame mucha tenta bhava maha samaya sato ahum
Now please dip down from your heart. Oh, we are requesting Buddha Vajrasattva, please pay attention to us. Oh, negative, all the these bad feelings that created through body, spirit, mind. Since from beginning this time, what you call negative karma, ngū dāgi tōme tēne sābe dēks. Purify all of them right now. So then visualize, you know, think deep down from your heart, the Buddha Vajrasattva. Accept your request happily, delightfully, accept your request in all the negative karmas. From voice in mind, from simple beginning, this time, purify all of them right now. Then Buddha Vajrasattva, accept delightfully, accept your request. Then Buddha Vajrasattva, dissolve from through your crown chakra and remain in your heart till you reach fully enlightenment. Okay? Then of course, if you have initiation, you can become Buddha Vajrasattva. If you already received the initiation. So. So then still that bright shining light is still there in the central heart of the Buddha Vajrasattva. So then goes out, reach to each and every single living beings, purify all their negative karma, since from the beginning of this time, completely purifies, and help them to achieve achieve full enlightenment, okay? To help them to achieve or obtain Buddhahood. Or you could also, another visualization, you could also visualize deep down from your heart the Buddha Vajrasattva calling your name, O my child. And all the negative karma, that karma associated with the body, spirit, mind, completely purify. You can also visualize something like that, that's pretty much the same thing. Yeah, wonderful. Thank you very much. So that's how you clean your mind. You know, so when you feel dirty, so we take shower. We know how to clean our body. We know when things get dirty, we clean them because we like to see something clean. So that's how you clean your mind. Yeah, so I said, as I said, as long as we are not liberated, you know, there are things goes intentionally, unintentionally. We say things, we think about things, we do things, you know, then sometimes, you know, intentionally hurt someone, you know, maybe. Not every word that comes out of our mouth is all gentle. That's a fact. So every thought that pops up is not something wonderful. That's a fact. The physical action, every physical action that we did, in my case, last almost 50 years, is not, especially when you are teenager. When you are teenager. So, no, that includes myself. It's not, you know, like, all kinds of actions, you know, intentionally. Sometimes you do because your friends are doing that, but you just do because influence of your friends. You may not have intentions, then try to fit into your friend's circle, then you do things. Same in the monastery, same thing. So then what do? You regret, you know, instead of feel guilty, you regret them. So just regret, strong regret itself, also believe or not, purifies. Otherwise, what do? You know, what do? So when the clothes get dirty, you wash them. Because we like to wash, we like to wear clean clothes. When the mind gets dirty, what do you do? There has to be some way to clean. So that's the Buddhist way of cleaning your mind. As I said, that we don't have to drown, we don't have to get drowned with our wrongdoing. you know, if you get drowned with your wrongdoing, then your wrongdoing is like you make it like piece of, it's almost like your wrongdoing is like almost like piece of aluminium. Then you throw in the water, it will sink. It will sink. But there's a way that the same amount of aluminium doesn't have to be sink. You can make the flat and throw. It will not sink. It will flow. So that means person who know how to clean their mind, so they don't go down with their wrongdoing. So they learn how to purify, how to clean their mind. There's people who don't know how to clean their mind, so probably not. So they then. Then rely on like substance or no, so then all kind of things, you know, that makes you kind of like numb or maybe, I'm not sure, like what it does. Temporarily it does you something, so then when the power of that is over, same thing, it's like not much change, same thing. Then how often you're going to do that is not good for the body, you know, so better to learn something, you know, something you can clean through your mind. You can just clean through your mind. And so when we do, so then, you know, this needs to be very sincere and genuine as possible, you know, as possible. You know? So that's how you clean your mind. You know, that's how you, how is it, bath. That's how you bath your mind. That's how you bathe your mind. That's how you bathe. So, you know, merely just forget about reciting mantra, merely remembering Buddha Vajrasattva's names purifies. If that's the case, so the reciting mantra definitely purifies. There has to have way to purify, otherwise then there's no hope. No, there's no hope. Then that means your action, then you are not able to separate yourself and your action. You think it's one. So then there's not hope. You did something wrong, then you are wrong. Then you think, oh, I'm bad because I did something bad. I'm bad. According to Buddhism, that you are not bad. You have Buddha natures. You have potentials to become enlightened. It's like diamond hidden underneath dirt. You can see. Doesn't mean you don't. You can say there's no diamond. There is diamond, but you can't say that because no diamond. You can see. The Buddha nature is like that. You know, it's now all like many, many different layers of thoughts. You know, it's kind of like covered there. You can't really shine. Oh. So that's, you know, important. So to learn. So otherwise, you know, how to. That's the meaning of bath offering. That's what it does. The bath offering. So same like that. Okay. So wonderful. So and I myself try to do, you know, so the much as possible every day, much as possible. So of course every day, there's something to feel bad about. So then what you do, you purify them right away not with blind faith, that you have to develop conviction faith based on your own experience that develop through doing practice, not just learning them, doing practice. Then if you experience something in the practice, if you experience something good, so then that's good. So that then based on that, so then the conviction faith needs to grow. It's not like blindly believing something. That's not good. Okay. Yeah, so there's that. So then today I did not bring my book, so Donna, you want to say something? So kind of like today is kind of like review, you know, it's like the last class of the last profession of wisdom out of six professions. So I've been teaching that almost now a few months. At some point needs to be in. So then I ask you to suggest whatever the next topic that you want to learn. So Dromasi said that she received some suggestion here. So we are going to vote. We are going to vote. Then based on the majority of the vote, we decide what topic, next topic will be. So one, first one is called renunciations. That's a part of the Lamnim teachings. Then like three types of moralities. There's a second suggestions. And mind trainings. There's a third suggestions. Dead meditations.
And a dissolution.
Dead meditation and the dissolutions of the elements. So there's like whole separate text. That's not just a topic. That's whole separate textbook. Separate teaching. So eight verses of mind training. So that's another short text. That's very, very short text. Come abiding. That's not really text. That's also topic.
And guess also there was a suggestion to just go back and start working through the Lamrim.
So in that case, then every Wednesday Lamrim. So then that's what's going to be Lamrim. That's one word, because it has like close to 300 pages. You know, so it's not just two or three pages. So you will vote. So before you vote, if there is anything to review or discussions, what we so far, what I explained about the professions, or maybe questions. Yeah, Q&A, so then... Easy question. Please.
I'll try my best.
No, just joking.
Okay, so on the death meditation, I'm not sure what the person who offered this was thinking. But I'm wondering if this is a death meditation that we would do so that we become more familiar, as you've said, more familiar with the process of dying. Or could it also be a meditation that we can do when someone in our community is dying? Because seems like that would be something that would be really good for us to learn, because that's going to happen to people who are sitting here tonight, yeah, to all of us. And I would really like to learn a meditation to do while someone is dying. Does that make sense to anybody?
Actual dissolution happens for everybody. It's not that you believe or not believe. It happens because element has to dissolve. There's four elements. This body is made out of four elements. That element needs to dissolve. All these senses will dissolve. So that's the dissolution. That actually happened to everybody who died. No, all animals. No, everybody who dies. But temporary benefit, I think you can tell if somebody's dying, if you are close by, so you can tell by looking at that person's physical appearances that you can kind of guess how soon that person is going to die. You can guess if there's something you need to say or recite or whatever you need to do. So it'll give you some clue rather than no clue, some clue. Then, you know, like whether you will be able to recognize what's actually happening when you are dying, that is very much depend on after you learning all the dissolution process. Then kind of like, you know, it's not really actually happening, but it's like when you go to bed, when you go to sleep, it's kind of like, it's like similar. You know, so you can practice that, like you could say sleeping yoga, you could, you know, like imagine, oh, now, you know, kind of like dying, then you know, you can just, if you remember by heart, otherwise if you need to hold your books, then you can't sleep. So if you remember by heart, you know, then if you can think, so that's, you know, probably one way to make familiar. So then the idea of that practice is when actually it happens, then you are able to recognize, oh, now that's what's happening. You are kind of aware, rather than, oh, like house is falling on me. It's actually the house is not really falling on you. That means earth element is dissolving. It's not like something's falling on you, or maybe you are falling on something. Then, you know, like, if you're able to recognize, so then, you know, so then you're aware what's happening, so then you probably know what to do now, so what to think, what kind of practice that you have. Maybe I should focus on bodhicitta, maybe I should focus on compassion, you know, not to be fear or afraid. So there's, you know, there's the idea, there's the whole idea to able to recognize when it's actually happening, able to recognize. So then if you, on top of that, if you have some knowledge about, you know, what is shunyata or emptiness, so then at the end, as I said, some point after the end of the very dissolution process, some point at the very end, then you just, it's like space, you experience what we call like mother light, clear light. There's two of them, clear light. There's like mother light, mother clear light, and child clear light, according to Vajrayana practice. So mother clear light, that's some that every being experiences, not based on your meditations, that naturally that's a part of the process. So then if you have some idea about emptiness, or like your mind is like space, no shape, no color, it's like space. So then if you've been doing some kind of meditation on emptiness, so that's like child light. The knowledge or realization of emptiness, emptiness is like actually like child light. So then when it actually happens, then you introduce mother and child, you introduce to them, so then probably instantaneously could be liberated. Liberated. Because then, you know, that's what happens. I'm here, probably, but there, you know, like, after that, you know, people remain there like 18 days. There's no smells coming out of body. It looks like just sleeping there, you know. It happened. And I witnessed, you know, some of, yeah, there's a number of my teachers, you know, so when they pass away, so they go there, the smells, it's like almost like perfume. It smells like perfume. So that happened to Emily. Emily Pander. When she passed away, the people entered the room, the smells like perfume. So that, you know, that happened to Emily, so one of our members. So so yeah. See, like, so then you are able to introduce when actually you are experiencing the mother light, and you are already familiar with the child light because you have been meditating on that. Actually, it's emptiness. So then you introduce to them, so then you recognize, so then remain there, you know, like, sometimes people like near that experience, people who have near the experience, kind of the light into the tunnels. Then maybe like, you know, not exactly like, but you know, it's like clear sky, that, you know, like clear sky at night, clear sky with the bright moon. Like that kind of experience. Nothing. There's no color, there's no shape, it's like clear sky, like very bright light, like moonlight, like that. So, what's called atom sky, something like that. So then, this is the idea, you know, behind this dissolution practice. So then, as I said, temporary benefit, you can tell, if somebody's dying, you can tell, you know, so looking at the body and the mouth, you know, like, then you can tell which stage is that person going through. Then then at some point the person cannot hear. Some point the person cannot hear. So then there's a way to, the way to help, people if you want to say something, recite a mantra, whatever. Okay. Then what else?
How can we unite those drops without training? How can we unite the mother and child realization without training ahead of time?
Yeah, so that's why you need to learn. First need to learn and then practice. Yeah, first need to learn.
But nobody has taught us that.
Maybe when my teacher comes, probably he will teach.
Would be very wonderful because we're going to die pretty soon.
Mm. Hard to say. Nobody knows. Nobody knows whether we wake up tomorrow morning or not. Nobody knows. Nobody has clue. But everybody thinks that we are going to live a long time. Hard to say. You can't say die soon or die later. Can't say. Hard to say.
What does it mean to unite your mind with the Lama's mind in Dharmakaya? What is really Dharmakaya? When the Lama dies and his mind unites with Dharmakaya, then how does the student unite his mind with the Lama's mind?
How does the student unite his mind with the Lama's mind?
In Dharmakaya.
Maybe when my teacher comes, we'll ask. Okay? When my teacher comes.
Oh.
Maybe hopefully next year he'll come, we'll ask.
Thank you.
Yeah. What else?
I just wanted to mention, you were talking about the death and dying. They did a class in Discovering Buddhism on death.
Oh, very good.
And Amy Miller, was it a year and a half or 2 years ago, came and did a class on that. And Condola did a follow-up class. And all of that is recorded.
No, very good.
And so
I'm off the hook. that's great news.
I did have a real quick question. Unfortunately, I missed last week's class, and you guys were recording it, and I remember I was actually watching. And you said, oh, don't bother, nobody's watching. So I was. But unfortunately, at home, there's distractions. Could you possibly explain one more time the visualization, like Svatrasattva, or is it the moon disk?
Whatever suits your mind, you can visualize space before you. You can visualize the distance when you do full length posture, maybe like 6 feet.
To be here?
6 feet.
Okay.
Then above the height is like this level if you're sitting down.
Okay.
Not too high, not too low. No. So you can, if you are not comfortable visualizing here, you could visualize there, space before you, 6 feet, something like that. But I think nobody measures, don't worry. Nobody measures. So I'm not planning to measure. Then height is like what you call third eye, that level you can visualize. So like lotus, lotus which symbolizes renunciations, pure thought. Utilizing things without attachments, utilizing whatever you have, utilizing this body, this life, or possessions, or whatever, like with the awareness of impermanence, so that kind of like detach you from things. So there's a renunciation is like balance our life. Otherwise, we become so uptight with something, then that creates problems. balance, you know. So, so you can visualize lotus, then top of that mundus, you know, which symbolize bodhicitta, mundus. So then top of that you can visualize letter hum, you know, if you are familiar with om ahum, letter hum. So next time what I will do, so now, you know, that's not my time, next time maybe I'll ask Chris or maybe another person was Brian, one of them, or maybe David, you know, so I'll bring the image. I'll bring the image, then, what is this called? Project there, then you have some visual image, what it looks like, so maybe that may help, you know. Like in monastery, we are very much, our education system is very much based on vocal, not much visual in here in the West, you know, so you need some kind of PowerPoint. So, so maybe then give you some ideas, you know, what to visualize, you know, what to visualize. So that is good, it's just very good to learn, you know, so the Vajrasattva is very good to learn. That's exactly how you clean your mind, you know. So, is it harming your physical body? Is it harming your life? So, you know, so it's very good to learn. So then, in the end of the practice, if you feel good, so then based on that experience, then you develop, eventually you develop conviction, faith towards Vajrasattva practice. So then, very good. So then you learn how to bathe your mind. You know? Then next time, let's go. Next time I'll show, then you get better idea. Okay, but much better. Yeah. So that probably takes some time because I have in book, but unfortunately probably that book needs to be, somebody needs to take photo, or maybe I need to destroy the book page by page. Yeah.
I was the person who mentioned the death meditation, and my idea was from Lam Rim meditation. And I've gone through the discovering Buddhism, but with Steep, and I can listen back to that and the one you said, and I've looked at His Holiness's book, that he goes through it, and I would like to hear it again, and so I could maybe develop a habit of doing it, because I seem to not have it flowing well at all. So that was my intention.
So you remember Richard Porter, our friend, one of our friends, now he's gone 2 years, 2-3 years ago? Three years. So he comes to see me, we meet very quite often. So I've been telling him that he needs to find something to summarize your practice. You know, like maybe I suggest him to find some stanzas from Guide to Buddhist Way of Life. Or this, that your whole practice then kind of summarize there. So now, therefore, you know, like the daily practice is important. Daily practice is very important, you know. So then, with very little effort, you will remember that time of death, you will remember that. Otherwise, trying to remind something brand new, time of death, probably is very hard. It's probably, you know. If you have been doing something in your day to day life, so then that time, if you remind something, it's very easy to remember. So therefore, I suggest him, you know, of course, Buddhism is very deep. You know, when you look at all these books, there's like 330-something books, then there's so much to learn. You can't like remember all of that by memory, but you could summarize, maybe say, okay, bodhicitta. Or I'll summarize all my practice in bodhicitta. Think about bodhicitta, you know, summarize, or maybe like, something that you can remember, something that you can remember. My point is, it'll be much, much easier to remember something that you've been very familiar. Rather, you are probably not familiar, then try to remind something, then it's very difficult. So it's better now, instead of worrying about death in the future, but nobody knows, no? Day-to-day life, thinking something wonderful, thinking something positive, based on like teachings or based on meditations. So that's, you know, the with clear mind, positive mind, if we die, that's the best. Whether we are able to recognize all the dissolution process while it's actually happening or not, that's, you know, that's not discouraging you, but that's kind of hard practice to do. But you can learn and make it familiar now on, every day, just imitate, you know, just imitate, just happen, go through them, you know, it's not happening, but you just imitate. If it's happened, then you go through, then you become familiar, then you eventually, you don't need a book, you remember all of them by heart, maybe there is possibilities. Planting seeds were planted. But the most important things is like, think something, some kind of positive thought, whether they're impermanent, you know, you can hold on forever, you know, because we are mortal, we are not immortal, we are mortal, that's good, we are mortal, that's probably good. We're not immortal, at some point, you know, so life will end, so that we need to expect that, accept that, you know, can't deny. So, then, you know, like, that's the whole idea, so, yeah, so maybe after the vote, we'll see where people vote. No. Yeah. Oh. You want to ask something? Yeah.
No, talking about the Vajrasattva practice, you have the 100 syllables.
100 syllable mantra.
Yeah, I think you said the visualization is very important, but how was the meaning of the words?
Mantra?
Yeah,
I will explain.
Usually it's a very, very powerful words. Associate meaning behind each of those words, right?
I will explain the mantra. But, you know, benefit is not whether you understand the meaning of the mantra or not. Benefit is not based on that. You know, so that's very much as the mantra itself is very powerful. No matter who said, you know, whether you know the meaning or not, so then, you know, you do it is for purification. It really purifies because it's for purification practice. It purifies. So, but yeah, I will explain the meaning of the mantra, and you know, maybe with the visualization next time, we show something. Not to rush. I think this is important. So maybe show image, meditate, then, you know. Mantra also, there's 100 syllables. If I explain like one day, probably then probably we may not able to put it together. You know, maybe word by word, then I'll explain, yeah. Then, yeah, very good. Then, any other, or maybe time to vote? I mean, like, not on, you could have questions from the topic, not on this, based on this, you know, like the emptiness.
I know I wasn't here for the teaching this time, but I want to ask you about these points. You know, Geshe-la, I was studying in Zen training monastery in Japan for 2 years before I went to India. The only woman, the first woman. And because of that extensive training in meditation, after that, when I went to India, then I heard the teaching of the Buddha. Because my teachers in Japan did not speak English, so it wasn't until India that I heard the teaching in English, really outside of a book. So it seemed to me, from my experience, that unless you have calm abiding, you cannot understand the secret meaning of all these other points because they don't open up in you They are just intellectual until
like
you have Kama-bhati.
Knowledge. You don't need Kama-bhati for knowledge.
It seems like Kama-bhati to me seems like the foundation
actualize
for everything.
Actualize the path. Actualize the path.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, you know, like having Kama-bhati is much better. But knowledge, you could learn, people could learn that, learn that, all of that, without having Kama-bhati. People could learn.
You could go either way.
Mm.
You could go from Kama-bhati into it, or you could go from each one of those points into it.
Yeah, you can learn. You can learn. It does not require...
Either way, intellectually or...
intellectual knowledge does not require Kama-bhati realizations. But, you know, having a Kama-bhati realization really help to you to success into practice.
Yes. Okay. I just wonder how to put in order. Thank you.
Okay. Maybe time to vote. Huh?
Okay.
Any question about emptiness? Any question about emptiness? No? Oh, yeah. So that means everybody now realize emptiness. That's good news, yeah. Yeah, so maybe time to vote then.
So if you're listening online, if you would send me an email about your preferences, and here we'll just take a show of hands. How many people would like to work their way through the...
Majority. I'm not going to decide. SPC decide.
Okay. We'll just trust you. How about you vote on your top three, and I'll read through the options again, and you can think about them. And whichever gets the most votes. So we have working through the Lam Rim from the beginning, renunciation, the three types of morality, mind training.
Three types of morality, that is probably one class, just one class.
Okay. Mind training.
That's probably three class.
Death meditation.
That's like probably 1,000 class.
eight verses of mind training.
Three class, yeah.
And Kama-bhati.
Three class, yeah.
Okay, so, all right. So how many vote for... going through the Lam Rim text methodically. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Oh, that's now exciting. That's good now. That's what we should do next time. To vote.
And for renunciation? 1, 2, 3, 4. The three types of morality. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Mind training. 1, 2.
Oops, I thought that was a vote. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
Yes, one.
Okay, that's 12.
And if you're behind somebody and you can't see me, get your hand up there, or you'll lose your vote. And we just got gerrymandering knocked down, so use your vote. Okay, death meditation. Oh, popular one. Were you up before?
Yes.
Okay, 14.
I think we know what's popular.
Eight verses of mind training.
Anybody raising hand in the online? Nobody.
You'll have to. Yeah.
If you're online, please do email me, and we'll add your vote and announce the results. I guess you'll find. which I know nothing. And if you know how to do that, you can vote in the comments online, and I will ask Aaron who brought.
Okay. Apparently, thank you, Joey. I was giving instructions to people online and had the microphone turn off.
I got one vote from online that says I vote for anything the group wants.
Okay. Go Tom.
Okay.
So other people, if you're online, you can vote in the comments. And okay. And then last in the room here is calm abiding. How many? Only one hand at a time. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12. Okay. Did anybody not vote? Well, that's up to you. Okay, yeah. So the big winners were death meditation with 14 votes and calm abiding with 12. Lam Rim got 5, renunciation 7, 3 types of morality 6, mind training 12, 8 verses of mind training 8. Oh, mind training also got 12 votes. So,
sorry, one was the cat.
Oh, yeah, that's right, the cat voted.
She needs it.
Oh.
Yeah, so the three top vote getters are death meditation, mind training, and calm abiding.
Yeah, so now it looks like next week.
Aaron Edwards voted for mind training and death.
Okay,
so
that's she's with the crowd.
Then
we can do another vote
with
the top three.
Right.
Democracy decide.
Well, I heard suggestions that we do a runoff among the top three. So that's very democratic. That's pretty funny. What, and so I think for this one it's one vote. Okay, so the three choices are mind training, death meditation, and calm abiding. So let's start with mind training. Ten for mind training. Death meditation. For mind training. For death meditation, sorry.
All right, we have one more.
And,
mind training.
Oh, mind training is now at 11.
Okay.
And calm abiding. 4 votes for calm abiding. So it looks like mind training is the top vote getter, I guess.
Oh yeah, well, no, like my biggest concern for me or for all my friends, you know, like how we can summarize or like something to remember, like they can't remember everything, you know, that you learn. That's very hard. Something simple that you can remember, that you can do, review it, that you can go through something, you know, like in that case, air versus mind training, there's only air versus to remember. So then there's like 7-point mind training, that's much longer. So there's also peacock in the prison grove. Peacock. Peacock in the prison grove, that's one. Then the ray of sunlight, so that's also very good, you know, like, or we can start with one that I've been thinking to teach maybe at Sunday, so now maybe Sunday we're trying to collect more questions. It's kind of a little complicated because there are so many people comes then, I'm not sure, like, it's hard, you know, so which topic to talk, you know, like, it's every Sunday it's kind of a struggle, you know, like, so many new people come, so many all kinds of people come, I'm not sure how much they know about Buddha's teachings. So that makes kind of complicated. So that's why I usually hoping that people will put a lot of questions here. So then based on the question, maybe I can figure it out what people... Otherwise, not based on one text, so I'm not sure. So anyway, so maybe in a few Sundays we're going to collect questions. Maybe I'll start with one with the Lama Tsongkhapa wrote one, this mind-training text. So maybe I never taught that at the Kadama Center. So maybe I'll start with that short one. Okay, I'll start with that. 7 points is already taught. 8 verses is already taught. Then like peacock in the present poison grove, that's been already taught. You know, so because so the only one that left is like the ray of sunlight. Ray of sunlight. Ray of sunlight. There's also another one. So actually, there's no 100 texts. On mind training, there's 100 texts, whole book. Some of them are short, some of them are quite long. So then, yeah, so maybe I'll start with Lama Tsongkhapa, one the Lama Tsongkhapa wrote, I'll start with that. And then, you know, there's short text. Okay, so then maybe please, you know, keep in your mind, like something that you don't need a book, something you can remember by heart, something short. You know, 8 verses, thought transformations, so easy to memorize. You know, it's not that difficult. Easy to memorize. You can have that as a, how is it, if you remember by heart, you can do review meditation, you can do analytical meditation, you can do single point meditation, if you have, you know, so then no need to worry to carry on, it's already here. No. So then if you do that, you know, on a daily basis, and like time of death, easy to remember. Something to think about now, okay? Oh. Yeah, so something like that. No problem. Maybe we decide mind training. Lama Tsongkhapa. So I'm not sure there's translated in English. I'm probably not translated in English. But, you know, you can type, so while I explain with my broken English, so then maybe you can have good translations. My broken English with your proper English, so maybe something will come out.
I was in Madison when Geshe Sofa taught a peacock in the poison grove, and people liked it very, very much. So I think it would be very successful here.
I start with Lama Tsongkhapa first, okay.
Turn to page 195 of the Golden Prayer Book, and we'll chant the praises to the 21 Taos to remove obstacles to the light of the path retreat, as advised by Lama Tsongkhapa Rinpoche. From your sublime abode at the Potala, O Tar, born from the green letter tongue, your crown adorns Amitabha. Action mother of the Buddhas of the three times, Tar, please come with your tenants. The gods and demigods bow to your lotus feet, Amitabha. You who rest all such things to you, Mother Tar, I pay homage. Oh, my prostrate to the noble transcendent liberator. Giving effort, homage, crown of Tathagata, actions triumph without limit, relied on my conqueror's children, having reached every perfection, homage filling with Goddess, whom desire direction and space, trampling with their feet the seven worlds, able to suit your social needs, homage worshipped by the All-Lord, Shaka Ani Vamamaru, honored by the Holy Spirit, homage to Sutta Gavagya, homage to and Pei Sound, destroying post-magic diagrams, her feet pressing left and right, sinking in every fire, homage to Mary Regret, destroyer of Mara's champions, she was found in the good, who was slayer of all enemies, homage at the heart, her fingers, adorned her with her feet, by rain masses all excited, all the rectal fields adorned, but she's so joyous, crowning the garlands of life, her full laughing with Sutare, subjugating Mara's gaze, homage she with all her guardians assembly, shaking, frowning with her home sign, every promise being the torch, homage crown adorned with crescent, moon on her moon to shine, Amishabha in her hair now, sending out her sight eternal, homage she with three sublaze, beyond any far abiding, righteous left and shores surround you, troops of enemies destroying, homage you with the ground, her common with her feet, scowling with the letter whom the seven levels she has come, homage at the feet her people, she who pleases her not, she and that was woman's soul, destroyer of the great evil, homage she with joy surrounded, tearing both bodies asunder, so reaching some the knowledge mantra, arranged among the ten letters, homage to Ray Lutzi's letter, of the shape of the silver moon, my footsteps are free will, Meru Mandara and Vin, homage holding in her hand, the earthquake moon of Vivalekpa, spike book on Tara and Pace, so to meet the spelling poison, homage to Gautam Deokin, and the Kinaras do on, honored in the Tuthman Linger, she who felt everything in conflict, homage she whose two eyes bright, radiant of sun and full moon, with fine Tara and Tutare, she dispels the fear contained, homage to the liberated, power of the set of three natures, truth of the spirit Yakshas, and race corpses to see the day, these praises with the real mantras and prostrations of heart to the evil one. Now turn to page 190 for the prayer of the benefits. Whoever is endowed with devotion for the Goddess, and recites this with supreme faith, remembering at dawn upon waking, will be granted all fearless hope, will perfectly pacify all negativities, and will eliminate all unfortunate vibrations. The multitudes of karma will quickly grant initiation. Thus endowed with this greatness, one will eventually reach the state of Buddha. If affected by the most terrible poison, whether injustice drunk from a living being, just by remembering will one be thoroughly cleansed. If this prayer is recited 2, 3, or 7 times, will pass the vile suffering into torment, caused by spirits, fevers, and poisons, and by other beings as well. If you wish for a child, you will get a child. If you wish for wealth, you will receive wealth. All your wishes will be fulfilled, and all obstacles pacified.
Turn to page 235
for the general dedication prayer.
Jansu Sancharin Poche, Make Panam Kirguchi,
Sampo chuchur up to Mowagi Dagi Jenny Sape Gewadi Tendan Dora Kula Kampedan Kepa Jesu Lozanda Pai Tempenin Boring to Sel Jesho.
Then 244 and 245 with a short long life prayers.
Gandhi Rawe Kowe Jinkamde Tendan Dewa Malu Jinwene Chere Ziguan Tenzing Gatsoi, Shape Sita Bartu Tengu Chi, Jonu Ian Alan Wang Shotu, Awadari Tambara Sopa, Losan Gewe Nemo Lemejo, Jasu Gengu Lama Soa De, Tutsu Chan Jinjang Gung Gewe, Tenzing Kyong Pewe, Om Taritu Taritu Re Soha, 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha.
Oh yeah, wonderful. Oh, thank you. Good night. Oh.